Okay, good morning. It's 7:58, almost 8 o'clock on October the 11th, Thursday. I'm trying to walk fast because I've been working all morning and I've got to get my stuff together here so I can get over to the school to deal with my high school kids at 9 o'clock. So I've got an hour. I should be able to do it. I got 20 minutes to get home, 20 minutes to get breakfast, and gives me 20 minutes to make it to the high school. So yeah, woo, busy morning, busy. Let's see. Okay, cranking right along. So, let's see. The latest in the saga is Ryden wants to take my books down immediately, which means I can republish them immediately, which means I sort of have to republish them immediately, which means my big plan for taking the month of November to get cover art and move things along at a reasonable low-key pace just went out the window. So, I've got the raw files for all the books, and what I'm doing now is going through and scrubbing out Ryden and checking edits. I've got some feedback edits from people that I've collected over the years, and I'll get those loaded in. I hope I'll get those loaded in before I republish the some of the grammar mistakes that were in Quarter Share will become eradicated. That was, I'm looking at some of them and they don't match my original files, so I'm not exactly sure how they got in there, but some of them are my mistakes, there's no question about it. Some of them will look like sloppy copy paste or find and replace. We'll get it fixed. So, let's see what else. That's really about it. The sales are going pretty well. We're hanging around 3,000 sales rank this morning. I don't have any also bought associations with other books yet, which is really what I'm looking for to boost it up. I'm doing pretty well in the hot new releases list. Doing pretty well. I'm on the front page of two bestseller subgenre lists, so top 20, that's good. Be better if I could get the actual sales under 1,000. That would help a great deal, but yeah, we'll see. I don't know if that's gonna happen or not. We'll see how it works out. I know when I released Ravenwood, it didn't do that well. It went up to about 3,000, 2,500. So we're doing about the same as we did before. It's a smaller franchise and it doesn't have quite the fan base that Captain Shear will have when it goes out. So, let's see, I'm trying to think. Cover art. My guy in the UK isn't going to get that deal. I don't have time to wait for him to finish what he's doing. I certainly don't have time to wait for him to start something fresh. So, I'm working with a couple people. And we'll see what we can come up with. These will not be... These will probably not be works of glamorous art. However, they should be pretty solid commercial covers. I'll wait and see how this looks. I've got a prototype already. Actually, I've got about 8 prototypes. What I need to do is figure out which pieces of it I like, which pieces of it I don't. That's about it. My brain is like going in 600 directions at once. I'm trying to think of different aspects of cover art. I'm trying to think of what I need to do in order to reissue these books. The truth is, I really don't need to do a whole lot. I really just need to put them together, get the cover, get them formatted and laid out, and then roll them. And the edits will be probably the least on quarter share. That one's actually had some amount of massage done to it already. As the books go along, the editing will take slightly longer. We're still talking a matter of a few extra hours, not a few extra weeks. So, with any luck at all, while it wasn't my intent, I apparently will be publishing 4 books this month, at least. The other side of that is that I've got a con to go to on the 19th, so next Friday, Mile High Con, where I've met other people like David Dworkin and Catherine Kurtz, and Paolo Bacigalupi. And I am on the program this year, so that's very good. Patrick Hester and I are doing at least 2 sessions together on podcasting. So that'll be fun to meet Patrick, having sat on a panel with John Anilio at Balticon. To sit on a panel with John Hester in Mile High is kind of cool. And for those of you who don't remember Anilio and Hester, they are the Functional Nerds who do the Functional Nerds podcast. There's a link to the interview they did with me. And on my, I think it's on the interviews page, which would make sense. Let's see what else. There's a couple other things I'm doing. I don't remember exactly what. But one of the things that I will be doing is loading up my netbook and taking files with me to edit. I think I might get a room and stay Friday and Saturday nights. It would save 3 hours each day of travel time. It's 1.5 down, 1.5 back. So I still have to drive down on Friday, still have to drive back on Sunday. But that's 3 hours and not 9. Assuming they still have rooms, I'm pretty sure they do. It's not that big a con. And I have something every day, so I have to go down every day. So that's kind of one of those, okay, well, yep. Last year, I think I blew off Sunday because I didn't have any panels that I was on, and I didn't see any panels that I wanted to see. So I don't think I went. Cosine is coming up in January. I'm looking forward to that. Wow. It's sort of exploded here all of a sudden. Oh, and Anita said that there was some sort of irritating noise on yesterday's file. Sorry about that. I don't know what it is. I hadn't listened because I was in a hurry. I just got it posted. When the website came back up. So when I was doing the post-production, I was busily trying to find out from Bluehost what the issue was. So that's taken care of. And then as soon as it came back up, I posted it, but I never did listen to it to hear if it sounded okay or not. So thanks, Anita. And thanks to all of you for pitching in. There's a lot of people who are doing edits, who have offered to do more edits. And I'll be reaching out if you particularly want to do an edit. Let me know. I'll send you a file. I'm trying to get South Coast in place where I can get it into caliber and have it convert to a clean book. I have a very plain vanilla file. I don't know where it came from. It's an old file. It's probably my original reading script file, but it's not formatted for print. It's not formatted for anything. It's actually kind of a mess. So I've got to get the at least the default settings set up so that I can put it up for caliber, and then I could send out ebook copies to people who want to do proofing, or Word documents for people who want to do proofing. So I'm taking this as positive, because a lot of the things that's distracted me, a lot of the things that pulled me away from my writing, pulled me away from production, I've had to push them aside. I've had to say, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't do this right now. I've got to get this stuff going. And maybe that will result in a new pattern for me and get me out of my old rut and into a new rut where what I'm doing is producing and not procrastinating. So it's possible, it is with this kind of idea, it is possible that I could see Captain Share in November, Owner Share in December, and we'll have all the Share books out, reissued, and done. And I don't know what people are going to say about the editing and proofing, etc., but you know what? You want them fast, so here they are fast. You want them right, you have to wait. No, I won't put it out if I know that it's bad, but I'm probably not going to take 3 months like I took with Zyphuria's Call either, so I have to say, it's probably the cleanest book I've ever published. I'll give you that. I had 4 copy editors. I think across the 4 of them, they turned in some ridiculous number, like 750 or 800 typos. And the overlap was maybe 50%. And I still, as I was making changes in the last round of copy edits, I still found typos that nobody had caught. Some of the words choices were bad, but I found things like misspellings that nobody caught, and they went right by them, because there was an obvious, I mean, there was a glaring one, and then 3 words later, there was, or 4 words before a really glaring error, there was one that was minor, left off an S, or dropped an E, or, you know, the word was missing an apostrophe and it should have had it, or had an apostrophe and it shouldn't, or, you know, there's very little, very small, tiny glitches that cropped up that I saw after the last round of copy edits was going in. And it's like, for crying out loud. It only goes to show you can't prove that there are no errors. You can only say there are errors that you haven't found yet. So we'll take that and move on. So South Coast has never had any kind of editing done on it. It is what it is. It's the file that I read. Move your truck, guy. It's the file that I read. I'm probably not going to make any changes to the story itself, although if anybody has any suggestions of, one of the things that people complain about with South Coast was that, why didn't they know about these other kinds of fishing? Why didn't they know about this offshore stuff? And the answer is they didn't need to. The answer is they only ever paid attention to what they did, and they always did it the same way. Really, the theme of that book is is inertia. The theme of most of my books is inertia. It's a how do you change what you've been doing for 100 years? You've done it the same way. It's always worked. There's no reason to change. There's no impetus for improvement. It's worked for 100 years. Why would you change it? And the answer is because you have to. It's the only answer. And until this story, they didn't have to. And the story does underscore some of the risks in change. But it's really one of those things where, you know what? I've worked for companies that were this stupid. So a lot of the criticism that I get, no company is that dumb. No, I've worked for them. I know they're that dumb. Not all of them, but I know there are a lot. They are that dumb. Fishing is their business, they should know better. Yes, they should. The point was, they didn't. Point was, it's the end of the ham story. That's why they cut the end of the ham off, so it'll fit in the pan. Beautiful morning, though. Gosh, I gotta give it that. There's streaks of white clouds going across the sky with stripes of blue in between. It's sort of mackerel-y in places. It looks really cool. I'm always amused by cloudscapes because we have so few of them. It's either overcast or it's clear. Days when it's partly cloudy are not that common. Sun's looking a little watery coming through the cloud shield at the moment, but the big news, the new release today, Walk the Fire podcast. John Moreau's going to have my story, and I read it. That was yesterday's big conflagration. That was my big production effort yesterday, with reading and producing that story for him. Yes, and I got it to him last night. He seemed to like it. He listened to it after his kids went to bed. He didn't ask for any changes, so I'm assuming he's going to run it. And it came out pretty good, I thought. Accent's a little iffy here in places, but I think it worked out. I think it was okay. So if you get a chance, go over to servingworlds.com and see the latest Walk the Fire. It amuses me that the acronym for Walk the Fire is WTF, but that's okay. Works for me. Okay, I made it all the way to the back gate. Well, not yet, but up onto the sidewalk. Okay, I didn't trip and fall, break my neck. Across the yard, and we made it. One more day. 18-minute lap time, so we like those. We're cruising right along. So thanks for coming along, and tomorrow's another day, and I will talk to you then.